जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। We will hear again the verse from Paramahansa's: devotees who have accepted the essence of life are attached to Krishna in the core of their hearts, and he is the aim of their lives. It is their nature to talk only of Krishna at every moment, as if such topics were newer and newer. They are attached to such topics just as materialists are attached to topics of women and sex.
Paramahansa, bhakti koji su prihvatili suštinu života, duboko u svom srcu su priježeni Krišni. On je cilj njihovog života. Njihova priroda je da u svakom trenutku govore samo o Krišni, smatrajući takve teme sve novijim i novijim. Privrženi su takvim temama baš kao što su materialisti vezani za razgovore o ženama i seksu.
Actually, that today this verse is there seems to be like an arrangement of Srila Prabhupada. I wanted to talk today on a different subject matter, but then just in the night I had a dream of Prabhupada which was very intense, and I want to tell you about it.
Ali sam baš noće se sanjao samo Srila Prabhupada, koji je bio vrlo intenzivan, i želao sam da vam kažem nešto o njemu.
We were walking, Srila Prabhupada was walking through, on a morning walk through a beautiful forest, and several of his leading disciples were with him.
Srila Prabhupada je hodao na svoj jutarnji šetnji u šumi i mnogi njegovi glavni učenici su bili sa njim.
So one disciple asked him, Prabhupada, how do you find it in your relationship to your spiritual master to always follow his instructions?
I onda jedan učenik pitao, kako ti, Srila Prabhupada, uvek pronađeš način da slediš instrukcije svog duhovnog učitelja?
Is it easy for you? Was it always easy for you?
Da li je to uvek bilo lako za tebe da ti to uradiš?
And Prabhupada was in a very private mood.
I Srila Prabhupada je bio u vrlo opuštenom raspoloženju.
He said, to follow the orders of one's spiritual master is one's life and soul.
Prabhupada je rekao, slediti instrukcije su duhovnog učitelja, to je život i duša osobe.
It's not a question of easy or difficult.
Nije to stvar lako ili teško.
It's a question of life or death.
To je pitanje života i smrti.
So, I thought, this is spiritual life or spiritual death.
To je duhovni život ili duhovna smrt.
So I thought, to, after this dream, I will talk about Prabhupada today. And I've made up my mind, I will talk the whole time where I'm in Beograd about Srila Prabhupada's life and Srila Prabhupada's teachings.
I odlučio sam da sve vrijeme dok sam dobio da pričam o Srila Prabhupadovom životu i njegovim učenjima.
The purpose of this, Hare Krishna Maharaj, the purpose of this, Anandini is also there, the whole Nityananda grupa is coming together.
Nityananda grupa se skuplja.
Yes, oh yeah, our wild guitarist. Other devotees also. So, I'm sorry, but it's a very serious subject, so let us go back. So the purpose of this this course, I will talk all the lectures which I give on this purpose, on Srila
Prabhupada.
It is to bring all of us nearer to Srila
Prabhupada.
And to so that we understand a little bit more about his mission and can become part in it. You might know the year 1996 is the 100th anniversary of Srila
Prabhupada.
And all over our movement, devotees are preparing themselves in two ways. One is they pray, they plan big spiritual events. There's a plan that we rent an airplane and go from one country to the next, and in each capital we have a huge festival.
Postoji plan da iznajmimo avion i da idemo iz jedne zemlje u drugu i da u svakom glavnom gradu imamo veliki festival.
You know, Washington, 1 million American people in the stadium, and Bill Clinton, you know, cutting the ribbon for the festival.
Na primjer, u Washingtonu 1 million ljudi na velikom stadionu i tamo Bill Clinton seče vrpcu od svana festivala.
It's Lokanath Swami's idea.
To je ideja Lokanath.
And then next, Peking. and devotees talk seriously of inviting Nityananda Grupa for this. I'm in this in this group of devotees who plans festivals for to honor Srila Prabhupada. Yes, and so then other things is, on Prabhupada's birthday they want to feed the whole city of Calcutta with a free prasadam feast. Yes. And then there will be processions into the town of Calcutta of devotees from I forgot, maybe 100 directions or 10 directions.
This,
many things, and street names are called after, will be called after Srila
Prabhupada.
You know, the Tito Ulice will be Srila Prabhupada Ulice. In Mauritius already 3 streets have been renamed. Srila Prabhupada Street, Hare Krishna Street, and Radha Madhava Street. So many such plans are there, but the GBC thought it is also just as important to strengthen the Prabhupada consciousness in our temples.
I bit će mnogo stvari koje će se dešavati, ali GBC su također misli da je veoma važno da se osnaži ta svesnost Srila Prabhupada u našim pokretima.
Each devotee should know more about Srila Prabhupada so that he can understand our founder Acharya.
I svaki bhakta treba da bolje razume Srila Prabhupada kako bi mogao da shvati ko je naš osnivač Acharya.
And you all have heard Sato Vritte, following in the footsteps of the great acharyas, is one of our means to success in our life.
I kao što znate, sato vritte, da slijediti u stope velikih acharya, znači imati uspjeh u duhovnom životu.
So today, I want to give this seminar with this aspect also, and I would be happy if the devotees have this in their mind, that they think, how can I follow Srila Prabhupada's example.
Znači, za mene ovog seminara koji budem dao, želio bi da imaju u umu taj način razmišljanja. Kako bih mogao da sledim primjer Srila Prabhupada?
What can I learn from his example which I can also follow in my own life?
Šta ja mogu da prihvatim iz njegovog primjera što je on postavio da ja mogu da sledim u svom sopstvenom životu?
So, in this verse today, it says that just like the materialist is attached to topics of sexual enjoyment, the pure devotee is always attached to the subject matter of Krishna.
I ovdje u ovom stiku rečeno da upravo kao što su materijalisti vezani za razgovor o ženama i seksu, na sličan način je čist bhakta uvijek privržen razgovorima o Krišni.
Can you imagine?
Je, možete to zamislite?
Very intense attachment to Krishna.
Vrlo intenzivna privrženost Krišni.
So Srila Prabhupada's life, this is apparent.
I to je vrlo lako primetiti u životu Srila Prabhupada.
He said once that there was never a time when he forgot Krishna.
On je rekao da nikada nije postojalo ni trenutka da je on zaboravio na Krishna.
This is a sign of a nitya siddha or an eternally liberated soul.
To je znak nitya siddha ili večno oslobođene duše.
The nitya bada or soul like us who are bound by the material energy are constantly forgetting Krishna.
Osoba nitya bada kao što smo mi koji smo vezani o materijalnom energijom, mi smo stalno uspomeni.
Our main interest is aham mameti.
Naš glavni interes is mameti.
This is I am and this is me and that is mine.
To ovo sam ja, a ovo sve moje.
The pure devotee doesn't know any identification with the body.
Čist bhakta se ne poistovećuje sa telom.
And he doesn't have any possession, he only has Krishna.
I nema nikakvog vlasništva, samo ima Krishna.
Once Srila Prabhupada was asked in 1973 by a British gentleman who just had heard from him a lecture on reincarnation about his status.
Jedanput je Srila Prabhupada pitao jedan gentleman 73. godine koji upravo čuo lekciju o reinkarnaciji u vezi svog položaja.
This gentleman said, "You appear to be free, and so I understand that you did not have to come back in this lifetime. But it appears that you have come back because you wanted to, because you had a job to do."
On je u stvari pitao u vezi Srila Prabhupada i rekao je, izgleda da si ti kao slobodan, oslobođen, i ja razumijem da u stvari nisi ti morao da dođeš u ovom životu da se pojaviš ovdje, ali izgleda da si ipak želeo da se pojaviš tu zato što si imao nešto da uradiš konkretno.
Yes. So sam konkretno uradić was there. And Prabhupada replied.
Prabhupada odgovorio.
Yes. Just, you know, in his ordinary way, as if it would be the most natural thing in the world.
I Srila Prabhupada govorio na najprirodniji mogući način.
Prabhupada always, with these high subject matters, he was so matter-of-factly.
On je, osim tim najuzvišenijim duhovnim temama, razgovarao na vrlo jednostavan način.
He said, yes, just like Krishna, he comes and sometimes he sends his son, or a great devotee.
On je rekao da, baš kao Krishna, on ponekad dođe, a ponekad pošalje svog sina ili velikog bhaktu.
Because the spiritual enlightenment of the fallen souls is required.
Jer je duhovno prosvjetljenje palih duša potrebno.
This is the motto of Srila Prabhupada's life.
To je bio motto Srila Prabhupada's života.
He came here not because of the karma.
On nije došao ovdje zbog karme.
He didn't have to come.
Nije morao da dođe.
He could have stayed with Krishna.
Mogao je da ostane sa Krishnom.
And as we hear later, Krishna called him two times back.
I kao što smo vidjeli kasnije, Krishna ga je bar pozvao.
And he said, no, I don't want to come, I want to preach.
On je rekao, ne, ne želim da dođem, želim da propovedam.
Krishna wanted Prabhupada to be with him, but Prabhupada said, I have to preach.
Krishna je želeo da Srila Prabhupada dođe kod njega, ali Srila Prabhupada rekao, ne, želim da propovedam.
Because the spiritual enlightenment of the fallen souls is required, in Prabhupada's words.
Jer, kako Srila Prabhupada rekao, duhovno prosvjetljenje palih duša je neophodno.
So, this morning, I want to start with a very intimate section of Srila Prabhupada's life, that is his childhood.
I ovog jutra bih želeo da počnem sa intimnim delom Srila Prabhupadovog života, to je bilo njegovo detinjstvo.
But I would like to caution all of you in the beginning not to see Srila Prabhupada's childhood the way you see an ordinary child.
Ali bih želio da vas upozorim da ne posmatrate Šila Prabhupada detinjstvo kao detinjstvo bilo kog drugog običnog deteta.
It is stated in scripture that sometimes the great souls cover themselves.
Opisano je u šastrima da se ponekad velike duše prekrivaju.
In this way they remain a mystery for the conditioned soul.
Na taj način one ostaju misteriozni za odnosno duše.
But they do this to walk amongst us.
A to rade da bi se jednostavno uklopili u situaciju.
Once I remember in San Francisco this became very apparent. Prabhupada was on a morning walk and all of a sudden a police car, milicija, stopped next to him.
Jedan put je Šila Prabhupada bio na internoj šetnji i u jednom trenutku se policijski auto zaustavio pored njega.
And the policeman looked at Prabhupada as if he had just seen a mystical revelation.
I taj policajac je gledao Šila Prabhupada kao da je vidio neko mistično otkrovenje.
He said, "Sir, do you know that so much light is coming from you?"
Gospodine, znate li da mnogo svetla izlazi iz vas?
But most of the time they cover themselves.
Ali najveće tokom vremena oni u stvari prekrivaju se.
So even as a child Prabhupada knew his eternal identity, but it was not apparent.
Znači, čak i u svom detinjstvu Šila Prabhupada je znao svoj identitet, ali on to nije pokazivao.
Once his father gave him a gun.
Jedan put mu je otac dao pištolj.
Prabhupada said, "No, I need two."
Šila Prabhupada je, "Ne, treba mi dva."
Why?
Zašto?
For each hand.
Za svaku ruku.
Srila Prabhupada remembers his early childhood. He was laying already in the bed when his father was coming home.
Srila Prabhupada se sjeća svog detinjstva i kaže da je već ležao u krevetu kad je Srila Prabhupada otac se vraćao.
And he was waking up in his bed and looking because he heard the ding ding of the puja bell of his father.
I probudio se zato što je čuo zvono zbog puje koju radi njegov otac.
And he saw how his father was worshipping the little Radha Krishna deities in the evening when he came back from his work.
I vidio je kako Šila Prabhupada otac nakon što se vratio kući sa posla obožavao mala Radha Krishna božanstva.
And he was in his bed looking.
I on je gledao iz svog kreveta.
And smiling.
I smijao se.
And then his father would call him from the bed.
I onda bi ga otac pozvao da dođe iz kreveta.
And eat with him kachoris.
Da vidi sa njim kachori.
Prabhupada was very much loved by his father.
Šila Prabhupada je njegov otac jako volio.
And he loved kachoris.
On je volio kachori.
Therefore, his name, his nickname was Kachori Muki. Muki means face.
Muki znači lice.
He always had a kachori in his face. This was a nickname given to him by his father. Now, even when he was very tiny, a small baby, Prabhupada was rolled by a servant of the house to see the Radha Govinda deities of the Mulik family.
I čak bi još mali, veoma mali, onda bi ga sluga kućni odveo da vidi u susnoj kući koji su zvali Malik i imali su tamo božanstva.
And everyone wondered what this child is.
I svi su se pitali, ko je to dete?
Because unlike other children, he was just standing sometimes for hours before the deity.
Jer za razliku od ostale dece, on bi ponekad satima i satima stajao ispred božanstva.
Just looking with great affection towards the beautiful form of the Lord.
I velikom privrženošću je posmatrao prekrasan oblik gospodina.
Now, his mother tried everything to protect him.
Njegova majka je sve pokušala da bi ga zaštitila.
For instance, she only ate with the left hand.
Ona je samo jela sa levom rukom.
Vowing that she would continue this practice until the little abbe, this was the name of Prabhupada, would ask him, "Mother, why don't you eat with the right hand as it is proper?"
I rekla je da će dati, u svoji dala je zavet da će jesti levom rukom sve dotle, dok mali abbe ne bude porastao toliko da je on sam pita zašto jedeš levom rukom kad to nije u redu.
Why was she doing this?
I zašto je ona to radila?
Well, she had the opinion that by this unusual activity, her son would sometimes somehow be protected, at her cost even.
I ona je na takav način smatrala da će nekim čudnim slučajem njen sin biti zaštićen time.
Now, Prabhupada's father would invite many times sadhus.
Srila Prabhupada otac je često pozivao sadhuje.
And he would ask them for blessings so that his son could become the servant of Srimati Radharani.
I on je pitao te sadhuje za blagoslov da njegov sin može da postane sluga Srimati Radharani.
Prabhupada didn't like to go to school. There had to be two people at one stage who would by force carry him into the school. This is not an example to be followed by our young aspirants. Don't bring us in trouble. So he would often even when he was a young boy, go to the Calcutta main station and look at the train tables to study when trains would go to Vrindavan.
Često je odlazio u Calcuttu na glavnu stanicu i da li posmatrao vremena kada vozovi kreću za Vrindavan.
Yes, he was always always remembering Krishna.
Da, on je uvek se sjećao Krishna.
There are many things which I could tell you, but later once Prabhupada was asked if his mother and father knew who he was.
Jedan put su ga pitali otac i majka da li oni znaju, da li on zna ko je on bio.
And it is interesting how he answered. He said, maybe my father, he knew. But Gaur Mohan was relating to Prabhupada more as his dependent son. Not as the pure devotee of Krishna who would create a spiritual revolution in this world.
Ne kao čisti krišni bhakta koji će da ostvari veliku duhovnu revoluciju u celom svijetu.
This reminds us of the father of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
To nas podsjeća na oca Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Once in a dream, a brahmana appeared with very angry eyes looking at Jagannath Mishra.
I da put se u snu Jagannath Mishra pojavio jedan brahmana koji je veoma ljudito gledao.
Don't you know that your son is the supreme personality of Godhead?
Zar ne znaš da ti je sin sa višnje božanska ličnost?
He's not your son.
On nije tvoj sin.
We are all the sons of him.
Mi smo svi njegovi sinovi.
Why do you sometimes chastise him?
Zašto ga ponekad kažnjavaš?
Jagannath Mishra became very... I don't care who he is. For me he is my little son. Who needs my education. Then the brahmana just, you know, smiled. It disappeared. In Krishna book, Srila Prabhupada writes a little bit about his father Gaur Mohan Deo. He dedicates the Krishna book to him. To my father Gaur Mohan
Deo,
a pure devotee of Lord Krishna who raised me as a Krishna conscious child from the beginning of my life.
Koji me od samog detinjstva podigao kao dete svesno Krišne.
He taught me the Midanga.
Učio me da sviram Midangu.
This is very he gave me Radha Krishna deities for worship.
Dao mi je Radha Krishna božanstvo da ih obožavam.
And he allowed me to perform the Jagannath Ratha Yatra as a childhood play.
i dozvolio mi je da kao deču igru priređem Jagannath Ratha Yatru.
I got from him the ideas which later in my life were solidified.
I od njega sam dobio ideje koje će kasnije u mom životu da dobiju čvrstu osnovu.
Prabhupada's father taught him at a very early age to play the mridanga.
Srila Prabhupada otac ga je učio već od veoma ranog detinjstva da svira mridanga.
Prabhupada was very small at that time.
Srila Prabhupada je vrlo mali.
And his mother Radharani asked him, why are you teaching him at such a young, delicate age the mridanga?
Zašto ga tako malo učiš da svira mridangu?
It's too small.
Pa on je premali.
No, no, said Gormohan. He must learn to glorify Krishna.
Ne, ne, rekao je Gormohan. On mora da nauči da slavi Krishna.
Prabhupada once said about his father, he was externally a cloth merchant, but his real activity was puja, worship.
Srila Prabhupada je jedan put rekao o svom ocu da on je spolja bio prodavac tekstila, ali je u stvari u srcu bio obožavac Krišna.
Prabhupada was very thankful to his father.
I Srila Prabhupada je bio veoma zahvalan svom ocu.
Later, in the family, they all saw Prabhupada's enormous intellect and they wanted him to him to be sent to London to become a lawyer.
Kasnije su porodici vidjeli njegovu sposobnost, njegovu veliku intelektualnu moć i mislili što bi bilo dobro da ga pošalju u London na studije.
But Gormohan protested vehemently.
Ali odmah se Gormohan usprotivio.
No! I don't want him to become polluted by this Western civilization.
Ne, ne želim da se on zagadi tom zapadnom civilizacijom.
Later, Gormohan chose Prabhupada's wife.
Kasnije Srila Prabhupada je izabrao Srila Prabhupada ženu.
And this wife was not to Prabhupada's liking.
I ona se u stvari nije sviđala Srila Prabhupada.
We hear later that this wife had no understanding of spiritual things.
Kasnije ćemo vidjeti kako ona u stvari nije imala razumijevanja za duhovne stvari.
At one stage she even sold Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavatam for some tea biscuits.
U jednom trenutku je čak i ponela Srila Prabhupada učinila Bhagavatam da bi kupila sebi neke čajne
kulutiće. She was like a you could say he was relating to spiritual life like the ordinary Christian to Christianity.
Ona se ponašala prema duhovnom životu kao što se običan hrišćanin danas odnosi prema hrišćanstvu.
You know, a little bit is all right, but not too much.
Pomalo je u redu, ali ne previše.
So the father said, my dear boy, you are eager to take a second wife,
želiš da uzmeš drugu ženu,
but I advise you not to.
Ali ja ti predlažem da ne.
It is Krishna's grace that your present wife is not to your liking.
To je Krishna's blagoslov da ti se ova žena sadašnja ne sviđa.
Take it as your great fortune.
To uzmi kao svoju veliku sreću.
If you do not become too attached to wife and family, that will help you.
Ako ne postaneš previše vezan za ženu i porodicu, to će ti pomoći.
That will help you in your future spiritual advancement.
To će ti pomoći u tom kasnim duhovnom napredovanju.
You can see what kind of father.
Vidite koji tip oca.
This is extraordinary.
To je
Srila Prabhupada remembers therefore his father very affectionately. Because he said he prepared him for his future. So I have millions of things here, but but I will end here. This evening, when all the guests come, I will continue to talk. Please come also, it's very interesting. This evening we will talk in great detail how Srila Prabhupada met his own spiritual master.
I večeras ćemo govoriti vama detaljno o tome kako je Šila Prabhupada svega svog duhovnog učitelja.
I have new informations.
Ima nove informacije.
Please come. So do you have any questions to what we have discussed so far, or maybe you have any philosophical questions which are on your mind, and I will try to answer them.
Da li imate neke pitanja koje su vezane za lekciju ili možete imati neka filozofska pitanja uopšte i pokušati da odgovorite?
Just one minute, please. Hol bitte kurz, also schlag kurz das Bhagavatam auf 2, 3, 15 und hol dir eine Gita 6, 42. Okay?
This was Niemetschka.
Niemetschki. Okay, so do you have any questions so far? Yes, please.
He heard that appearance of Srila Prabhupada was predicted in one book. Do you can you say something about this?
Yes. There's several predictions about Srila Prabhupada's appearance, not only in one book, but I will tell you all of the predictions which I have somewhere.
Postoje jako mnogo predskazanja da će se Srila Prabhupada pojaviti, ne samo jedno, i ja ću vam sada pronaći sva ta koja ja imam.
There is one where it says Kirata Hunanda Pulinda Pulkasha Abhira Shumba Javana Kasharaya and so on. it's alright. It means that by the mercy of the spiritual master, by the mercy of the pure devotee, even residents from sinful countries can become devotees of the Lord.
U tom smislu rečeno da milošću čistog bhakte čak i stanovnici grešnih zemalja mogu da postanu Krišna bhakte.
And the different countries are named.
I posebno su imenovane određene zemlje.
I am coming from Hunandra.
Ja dolazim od Hunandra.
The place of the Huns.
Mesta Huna.
You know Huna the Attila. There is Hunandra. This place is called Hunandra. And it is said that if the pure devotee comes there, and he can make others devotees. So I am a direct proof, so to say. This is foretold in scriptures. That even those sinful areas of the world, there would be devotees because of the appearance of a pure devotee there.
Znači čak i u tako grešnim predelima ovoga sveta biti bhakte zbog toga što će čist bhakte izvršiti uticaj na njih.
Who would manifest the power of the Lord.
I on će na taj način pokazati snagu gospodina.
Then, this is from the Bhagavatam. Then you might have heard that before the birth of Christ, there were great devotees which were called Alvas in the south of India. And many thousands of years ago, one Alva called Namala Alva was writing down, I can see.
I mnogo hiljada godina pre, jedan Alvar koji se zvao Namal Alvar je rekao, ja mogu da vidim, mogu da vidim.
What could he see?
A šta je to mogu da vidim?
I can see that the devotees of the ocean-colored Lord swarm about the earth, even in the western countries.
Mogu da vidim da bhakte gospodina koji ima ten kao okean su po čitavom svetu.
The ocean colored Lord, that is Krishna.
Gospodin koji ima telo poput boje okeana, to je Krishna.
In western place is for instance Yugoslavia.
A zapadno mjesto je na primjer Jugoslavija.
Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has foretold Srila Prabhupada.
Također je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predskazao pa Srila Prabhupada.
By saying that in each and every village of the world
the heart, his name, that means Chaitanya's name and the Hare Krishna mantra will be known.
I on je ten skazan da će se u svakom gradu iz celog sveta pevati njegovo ime u smislu imena Chaitanya Mahaprabhuva i
Bhakti Vinod Thakur has prophesied Srila Prabhupada. That was in the 18th century. 18th. Isn't it?
19th?
Or was it 19th? Yeah, 19th century, sorry, yes. He said, the fair-skinned foreigners will come to Mayapur and join the Bengali Vaishnavas. They will chant Joy Shachinandana, Joy Shachinandana. So Guneshwara and Pandu and Iveshwara and Mahorari and Anandini, they were coming to Mayapur this year and joined the Bengali Vaishnavas and chanted Joy Shachinandana. That's the, they would not have known about Krishna consciousness if it were not for Srila
Prabhupada.
There are many foretellings. I think I have about 10. But it will be too long. I think the point is clear. Okay. Any other question?
How many runs Srila Prabhupada usually chant?
Koliko je krugova najčešće mantra Srila Prabhupada?
I will answer this, but I'm just looking for this one second, please. Yes, yeah. Yes, there are, this is a difficult question, and it has a reason. There are many phases in Srila Prabhupada's life. It's actually very difficult for us to understand Srila Prabhupada. He chanted many, many, many rounds. Daily. He was always chanting. This is when a pure devotee always glorifies Krishna. Inside. He is very deep. You may think he does something else. I once watched Prabhupada when he was resting in Schloss Rettershof. I should not have done it, but I was so curious. You know, I went to the balcony and came over the balcony and looked at his sleeping bag. Because I just wanted, I couldn't control myself. I was very young at that time. And Prabhupada was chanting in his sleep. Even when they wanted to, once Prabhupada was operated, not operated, but he was given full anesthesia for some heart, something on his heart, yes. And the doctors couldn't believe their eyes Prabhupada was chanting, although he was in full anesthesia. and they called the temple. You know, Prabhupada was lying there in full anesthesia. What is with this old man? He doesn't stop to speak. He's never seen this. So I remember once it was in Paris. We had visited Srila Prabhupada. And we wanted to say goodbye. And we came and we brought a very nice blanket for Prabhupada. Very warm. Some Mohani wool. Something more. I don't know the wool, what is it called? Very good wool. So we opened the door and we looked in the room and no one was there in the room. Then one of us went to the servant of Prabhupada and said, "Where is Prabhupada?" In his room. We again went. And you know, when you open the door, then there is a part which you don't see from the room. Prabhupada was in that part of the room. On a chair, this, I do not know how it's in English, Schaukelstuhl in Deutsch. You know this? What is this?
Yes. Juliaška, stolica za ljuljanje.
Yes. and Prabhupada was chanting. And he was very absorbed in the chanting. So, I know that Prabhupada always chanted his 16 rounds. He said this. But I cannot answer the question how many rounds he chanted. That would be a good question to ask Satsvarup Maharaj, I think. This is the answer I can give. Mm-hmm. Anyone, any other question? Mapati. What was your name again?
Dago,
yes.
To accept the instruction of spiritual master like life and soul, it is depend of our understanding of knowledge or mercy of spiritual master or something else. What is the cause?
I would say it's a question of purification. It's not so easy. If you are not so purified.
Ako nisi tako pročišćen.
Because sometimes desires come in between.
Jer ponekad želje dolaze između toga.
And some of these desires cannot really be brought into harmony.
I neke od tih želja se ne mogu zaista.
With the desire of the spiritual master.
Dovesti u harmoniju sa željama duhovnog učitelja.
But if one is very purified and very advanced. One will easily accept the instructions like this. Keep on chanting. Prabhupada, you know what is the most important instruction of the spiritual master, what Prabhupada said?
Da li znate šta je glavna instrukcija duhovnog učitelja što je Šila Prabhupada rekao?
Yes, to chant 16 rounds without offenses.
Da, da se je malo čekao se drugova uvreda.
Okay, so I think we have it's a good time to end here. Thank you all very much for listening. As you can see, this is a subject matter which I hope it's interesting for you. It's very nice for me. But I think we will learn many things as the seminar goes on from this.
Das ist das dann mal aufschlagen.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Gaurinitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Bol,
Sri Krishna Swami ki jai.